You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Otago University's most popular student club is not about sports, hobbies, or politics, or other sort of student club, but one that just asks people to sign up. The Sign Up Club, as it calls, now has more than 6,000 members on their Facebook group, with an estimated of at least 2,000 are students of Otago University. It has already petitioned the University Students Association to hold a special general meeting tomorrow, and the agenda is dominated by motions made by the club's members, such as making any official correspondence from the Students Association to include the phrase, quote, sign up and tag three friends. And I spoke to the club's president, Reid Urbewine, and vice president, Devin Burns, on what is the Sign Up Club.
It's kind of honestly pretty tough to explain, because part of what makes Sign Up Club so good is no one really knows what it is or what's going on. But it's just a club where people love signing up, and I don't even know, Devin, what do you
think? One of the main things about Sign Up Club is just anyone can sign up. So once you sign up, you really find out what's going on in there. So we can't disclose too much.
Yeah.
But where did this concept start?
Well, it really started just at parties. We'd put up sheets of paper that just say sign up on it. And people would write down their name, their email, and just whatever other info. And it kind of just turned into a thing, like Sign Up Club. So people would like just see the sheets of paper all around the university and be like, oh yeah, and they would like sign up on it. And then we decided to actually turn it into a proper Facebook group and like a club. And we started it and it just exploded. As you can see, we're up to about 6,000 members now.
So do you have plans to affiliate yourself with the Otago University Students Association?
We do not. We really want to play by our own rules, and we like kind of restrict us in a little bit of ways, and we feel like we have enough momentum and power and freedom to kind of do what we need to do.
We kind of like doing things that people haven't done before, like doing things a bit differently as well.
Yeah.
Right. So you got 6,000 members. How many of them are actually Otago University students?
I would say a conservative amount would be around 3,000, maybe 4,000.
Does that make you the largest club?
We are absolutely the largest club in Dunedin by a long shot.
But were you surprised this thing, how this thing exploded?
Yeah, I was actually really surprised. It really blew up. We couldn't really predict how popular it would get. The origin of the official club was during a club day at our university at the beginning of the year, and every club at campus got a booth, and they would set up and talk about their club, and we set up our own booth, just this empty one at the very end of the line, and we had a sheet of paper, and it just said sign up on it, and we got like around 200 people in about 20 minutes to join the club, so that kind of shows, you know, how viral it can become.
Now, do you guys petitioned OUSA to start a special general meeting that's tomorrow, and on the agenda there's some lines like that you want any official OUSA correspondence must include, quote, sign up and tag three friends in the email signature. So why did you guys want to start this special general meeting?
Well, we were kind of made aware of just kind of flaws in our own constitution, and we kind of took the opportunity to band together as students, which is something that, you know, these SGMs are all about. So we kind of wanted to point out that anyone can really do this, and that all you have to do is get a group of people that all want the same thing, and you can actually make change in the university. So this is definitely like a one-time thing. We kind of want to point out, obviously use our influence right now to kind of show this, and that people can actually get things done if they stick together. But yeah, I mean, as for that one motion, we just want to, you know, increase the grassroots effort of Sign Up Club, and so most of those kind of help us out. So
before all you started the Sign Up Club, getting involved in OUSA wasn't in your mind?
No,
none.
No, not at all. It was very most of the things we do kind of are thought of a few days before they actually happen. So, like, for this, for example, it kind of just, like, was made, came to our attention that we could do this, and we just immediately did it. And so that's just kind of where we are now.
But are you confident that there's quite a lot of items on the agenda, like that the sign-up club members get to cut the pint night line? I presume that the members can jump the line at a bar?
Yes.
And are you confident that this will actually get passed tomorrow?
Well, you know, I'm hopeful. I think it's a very important motion. I think sign-up club members do deserve a little bit of, you know, I don't even know what the real word is, but just...
Which we treat?
Sign-up club members deserve a treat, you know, and I think if we get enough people there really pushing what's important to us, I think we can get anything done.
Considering we are in Auckland and quite a lot of this... the agenda on the Otago Uni Students Association special general meeting tomorrow are Otago specific. So agenda 6, that's the Paradise Ducks, Bill and Bill, are the official university mascots. What's the what are they?
So there's some ducks on campus which everyone's rather fond of. There are these two male ducks who hang out together. They're like Paradise Ducks, and you know, they're pretty iconic on campus, so we just thought they'd should get the recognition they deserve. Otago doesn't really have a mascot, so...
Yeah, and this is something that we feel that everyone really wants, and just no one's put it officially forward. So that's something that we feel confident that can get through.
Right, but the original agenda that was posted on Facebook had 13, well, more than 10 items on it. Now, if the... are you guys going to plan going back to those agendas that didn't make the final cut this time?
There is a few. As you can see, there's an updated agenda now with about six or seven. So we did make a few cuts just because there were things that simply could not happen and were not in OUSA's control in any sense, such as president and vice president get their own parking spot. So that one, unfortunately, couldn't make the cut. But yeah, we really didn't want everyone to be there for 2 hours just to veto all these ideas that aren't going to get through. So we thought we would focus on just a few of them and really try to push all of our efforts into those.
Right, but do you think that the OUSA might change the rules on special general meetings after what you guys intended for tomorrow?
Yeah, I think they are going to change the rules, but I think that's kind of something that we were hoping for, because after all, we do go to the university and we want the best things for the university. So we were hoping that they kind of can amend the rules so that people can't abuse the power. Yes, Evan?
And at the same time, we're also showing students how to make change, because I feel like before this, lots of people didn't even understand how the system works, and now it's quite a bit more common for everyone to know kind of how the SGM system works, and kind of giving a normal student a voice.
So one of the former Otago students that I talked to said this is students exercising their power through meme. Do you agree with this?
I think especially these days, you know, students love their memes. And I think, yeah, we are using our power as, you know, this club is kind of a joke. But again, you know, we really are trying to help our university.
And that was the sign-up club's president, Reid Eberwine, and vice president, Devin Burns, on, well, what the club actually is. We contacted Otago University Students Association for a comment or interview on what they think about the club and the agenda for tomorrow, and they did not respond.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.